I'm Nancy Boyle, and Dr. Lou Balchese is here with me again today to discuss the fall from grace. Dr. Balchese, the original sin of Adam and Eve is one of the central doctrines of Christianity. For one thing, the entire doctrine of redemption of the human race by Jesus is based on the belief of original sin. The fall also explains our propensity to sin and evil and the fact that we suffer hardship in life and sickness and ultimately death. Let me list some of the salient points in the biblical account of the fall.
All right.
First of all, the serpent is the tempter. Then the serpent is also instrumental in the loss of immortality on the part of Adam and Eve. And thirdly, a woman is directly responsible for man's fall. There is also the loss of paradise. And finally, there's God's curse of Adam and Eve and the serpent.
There's also, Nancy, the expression of hope at the end of the biblical accounts.
That's correct. Well, let's start with the serpent as seducer.
Well, for the pre-biblical Mesopotamians and Greeks, the serpent was a deity who brought health, wealth, wisdom, and immortality to mankind, and also was instrumental in creating the universe. We have depictions of the serpent guarding the tree of life. These depictions are Mesopotamian and go back to the 3rd millennium BC. In Greek mythology, the serpent with human speech is the guardian of the apples of immortality in the Garden of Hesperides.